proclamation number 8909 dated the January 10th, 1965. Lorba. You need not doubt the spiritual knowledge which you receive from me, for I do not content myself by merely making statements to you, but I substantiate everything, and that also has to convince you that you are taught the truth. Yet I know that you will meet with resistance, and this will persuade me to provide you with proof, as I have done before, Gottfried Meyerhofer, by referring you to a different explanation which concerns the same problem. And through this scribe of mine you'll receive Illumination, Secrets of Creation, page 91. Precisely because you are living in the last days, I am giving you the purest truth, which you can pass on without hesitation, pointing out that nothing will remain unchanged once it comes into possession of people who are not yet perfect themselves. And you can believe that this work, J. Lorber, has also experienced changes and therefore has no longer remained pure. Besides, my servant J. Lorber, too, was just a human being who is able to err and has erred whenever his intellect tried to solve a problem by itself, for then my adversary was able to influence his mind. Admittedly, he enjoyed my protection, and he truly left the kind of knowledge to the world which certainly entitles him to be called the greatest seer and prophet, yet I had to leave him his free will, which was the only reason why the adversary was able to interfere. Otherwise, an obvious contradiction such as the description of my nature, that all opposites are present within me, could not have happened. Yet I will not deny my protection to any word recipient who genuinely struggles to gain the right understanding, who only ever wants to know and spread the pure truth. And that should suffice you and strengthen you in the battle against error, for I will walk with you and also still let you find the evidence of your correct thinking. Amen.